For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Former President Jimmy Carter is recovering following surgery Tuesday to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding linked to recent falls. It's the latest health battle for the 95-year-old. I spoke with Dr. Philip Stieg, chair of the Neurological Surgery Department at Weill Cornell Brain and Spine Center, as well as neurosurgeon-in-chief at New York Presbyterian Hospital, about Carter's condition.
From what I understand that was published in the newspapers, he had a blood clot over the surface of his brain, which was probably the result of the multiple falls that have been reported. And as that blood clot, either in acute phase or in a chronic phase, the blood clot can expand by creating fluid. And with the expansion of it, it creates neurologic symptoms and headache.
How common is this occurrence that a fall then leads to pressure on the brain?
The number one cause in elderlies for head trauma is these falls. And it can be an insignificant fall. It can be somebody standing up at the kitchen counter and bumping their head. This is becoming, with the aging population and the aging population being on blood thinners for their atrial fibrillation, this is becoming one of the most common reasons for patients coming to our emergency rooms and to doctors.
Now, representatives for former President Jimmy Carter say that the surgery that he had on Tuesday was successful. This surgery to relieve the pressure on the brain, what does it entail?
There are several different ways to go about treating these what are called subdural hematomas, and it is my impression that these were chronic subdural hematomas, and I think we need to clarify what that means. In acute subdural hematomas, you fall down, the blood clot expands. We assume that a bridging vein, a vein on the surface of the brain, is torn, and it bleeds over the surface of the brain, and as it expands, the patient acutely declines, and they have to be rushed to the operating room emergently, and that's a very big operation. This, obviously, because it was minimal, was more of a chronic subdural hematoma, and what that means is that he probably had a small bleed on the surface of his brain after one of the falls that he's had, and then the blood creates the formation of membranes on the surface of the brain that starts secreting fluid. And as that fluid expands, it starts creating symptoms. These don't have to be treated as emergently. They can be treated more in an elective fashion. Then there are several different ways of going about treating this. Number one is you can put two little burr holes in, one or two, and you just wash out the chronic fluid and hope that the brain re-expands. You can make the hole a little bit larger, say the size of a silver dollar, so that you can see the membranes a little bit better and also wash the blood out. Again, this is still pretty minimally invasive. You don't make a big incision. And sometimes someone might leave a drain in there for a couple of days to let any of the fluids that didn't all get washed out drain off somewhere. And then there's a new therapy that we've developed here at Weill Cornell Medicine, where in a patient who's having no symptoms, but they may have an enlarging chronic subdural, we go in and we treat the artery that feeds those membranes, called the middle meningeal artery, and we put glue in it, and it plugs it up. And then if there's no blood supply to the membranes, they stop secreting fluid, eventually gets reabsorbed, and the patient does quite well. People are doing it much more clinically now, but we are doing a clinical trial for this with Medtronic.
And doctor, you detailed the number of procedures there. What is the recovery process for those?
It depends a little bit on the procedure that you use. If you're doing just a single burr hole where you make a small hole in the skull and wash it out, you would get a postoperative scan. If the patient is doing well, you can let them go home the next day. With the silver dollar treatment, you normally leave a drain in there, so you leave that for a couple of days, but then they go home and they're up and walking around doing well. With the middle meningeal embolization procedure, they go home the next day because, again, those patients aren't having symptoms. They just have images that show that the subdural hematoma is enlarging.
And are there any lasting effects from these procedures?
when we describe these procedures, and because of the blood clots, some patients can have seizures. Some patients can go through a brief agitated phase. They might, again, depending upon, it really depends upon how they present to you as a patient. If there's a patient with memory disorders from the mass effect, it's going to take some time for that to recover. Most patients with chronic subdurals are what appears President Carter was, which was there was evidence that he had it. It was enlarging, but he must not have been having symptoms other than maybe headache. And those usually resolve quite quickly. The long-term residual is minimal in these patients. Once we drain it, they all do well. I would just add that there, with the drainage, there is a 10% chance of reaccumulation of the fluid such that it has to be drained again.